Hi guys, what's up? It's Brittany and welcome to One Hot Mess. All right, y'all. So today we are going to finish chapter 10 of The Inner Work. So let's get into it. Acceptance, archetype, the peacekeeper. Triggers, aversion to understanding, root program, I am enough, transcendence, seek to understand. While willingness is self-motivated to prove our capabilities in ourselves and others, acceptance settles into emotional security and contentment by appreciating ourselves and others regardless of achievements. Acceptance releases expectations and is emotionally secure even when things don't work out despite all our effort and willingness. While neutrality is complacent in order to avoid confrontation, acceptance still puts forth the effort of willingness, but does so without the attachment to results. It is therefore entirely accepting of itself and others despite outcomes. There comes a realization that we are only responsible for our own intentions, and the rest is not up to us due to the infinite variables involved in any given situation. Thus, nothing is perceived as lacking or unresolved within our self-esteem. Acceptance takes accountability for its happiness and does not blame other people or circumstances for how it feels. We accept our power to choose how we view our reality and what we believe. We are therefore patient, forgiving, non-confrontational, and kind. Taking emotional positions breeds confrontation and the polarities of me versus you, right versus wrong, positive versus negative, etc. Acceptance believes it is much more enjoyable to allow and accept life's diversity and trust in divinity's perfect love. Since we are all free to choose our own perceptions of our lives, other people and the world are viewed with respect and appreciation, and others' opinions are not taken personally. Acceptance sees the vast differences of human experience and lets go of judgment and admits it has no idea why things are the way they are, but trusts and accepts that it is for a higher reason. Triggers. Acceptance will have a subtle aversion to trying to understand the why or how. This comes from the root program belief that needing to understand without judgment or pride, this aversion to seeking to understand is blocking it from an even grander expression of the joy and love of life. Acceptance affirms, all is as it should be for reasons beyond my understanding. I accept myself and my life as it is. I don't need to know why or how. I only have control over my own life and allow all others the same freedom. We are all doing the best we can with what we know. I forgive myself and others. Harmony is most important. Can't we just be at peace with each other and get along? There's no need for confrontation. We are so limited in our understanding. We don't need to know the reasons. Trying to figure it all out will only lead to judgment. I don't want to cause an argument. I prefer peace over being right. Transcendence. Acceptance will have a subtle aversion to trying to understand the why or how. This comes from the root program belief that needing to understand is synonymous with judgment or pride and will lead to confrontation. This aversion to seeking to understand is blocking it from an even grander expression of the joy and love of life. To transcend acceptance requires us to see that it is possible to enjoy contemplating the mysteries of life without judgment and pride. If we take on the perspective of a true scientist, it is possible to explore the nature of things without getting drawn into being opinionated and confrontational. Knowledge does not have to lead to attachment and pride if we relinquish credit seeking. When we enjoy learning about the why and how of life, it brings forth interest in complex data, retention, science, medicine, invention, discovery, and understanding of human consciousness. Thus, to explore the next stage of evolution requires acceptance, to reinvest energy into the exploration of what else is possible, and begin to tap into our unique genius, waiting to be manifested into the world for the benefit of ourselves and others. New narrative. Knowledge leads to greater gratitude and appreciation. I love learning new things. I tap into my genius that is given to me. I grow as I learn. Life becomes even more meaningful as I learn how it all works. Inspired knowledge uplifts humanity. I seek to understand without judgment. Understanding brings wisdom and peace. With wisdom, I can be of greater service to myself and others. Understanding is to care and heal. Reason and logic can transform the world through inspired invention and discovery. Knowledge is power. True knowledge can cure the suffering of the world. Understanding can bring greater peace to humanity. All right, now we're at reason and logic. Archetype, the scientist, triggers, objectivity and knowledge, root program, understand, prove, and verify, transcendence, believe, and have faith. Through taking emotional accountability over our lives, the mind feels secure enough to now become interested in understanding how and why things are the way they are. In reason and logic, there is a transcendence of the limiting themes of emotionalism and confirmation bias that block rational thinking and logical deduction beyond emotion and opinion. Thus, what is miserable? Oh my gosh, measurable, provable, and verifiable is of most interest, not just what the emotional biased ego assumes or wishes was reality. There evolves an attraction to anything developing the mind, such as research, academic studies, science, medicine, and the accumulation of knowledge. It is the fascination with learning, objective analysis, deduction, and the ability to process abstract concepts. The mind becomes enamored with itself and ability to think, which also opens the possibility to be tempted back into pride. Thus, a downside of reason and logic is getting so preoccupied with the linear details of life and taking everything literally that it misses the point altogether, like getting lost over analyzing the individual trees and missing the whole beauty of the forest. We can note that all the limiting themes of consciousness are associated with the human animal emotions. Shame and guilt of being ostracized by the pack, hopelessness of being abandoned to survive alone, grief over the loss of security, fight or flight from the fear of death, desire to mate and survive, aggression and violence of competition, and pride of being the one who survives best and has the most power. From the perspective of reason and logic, these themes of emotional insecurity are seen as a primitive inheritance of the reptilian brain within the human species. Because reason and logic view the animal emotions as an annoyance to rationality, our sense of self officially moves from the attachment to the body and its emotions to the mind as the thinker of thoughts. Everything from existence, the universe, the details of the world, societal governance, technology, to how the body and mind work all come into question. Who am I? Where did I come from? How does this all work? How did I get here? What is it all about? How do I exist? What is the universe made of? How does the body work? Why is it this way? Why do I think this way? Why do I do what I do? It is worth noting that reason and logic used with ulterior ego motives stemming from a lower theme of consciousness skews it to the destructive side, True reason and logic is a gift of enlightened thought that stems purely from divinity. It can be either incredibly uplifting to society or entirely destructive, depending on how it is used. For example, reason and logic can be used to create nuclear weapons or cures for diseases and poverty. When used for the betterment of humanity, it is the highest form of human evolution within the physical plane, manifesting as the scientist, the doctor, the teacher, the statesman, the inventive genius, etc. Devoid of pride and ego, all true genius is accompanied by humility and is admitted to not be personal, as all inventive or inspired breakthroughs are gifts from divinity and come through us, not from us. Genuine reason and logic is the realization of divine inspiration that manifests through the human mind in order to be used for the benefit of all life. Because of its double-edged sword nature, it must be used with the intention of relieving suffering and benefiting ourselves, humanity, other life forms, and the planet. Thus, reason and logic finds solutions to humanity's woes. It invents to improve our lives, such as sewage systems and the city planning, medicine and science, or technology that can create convenience, such as cars, planes, and computers. It creates systems of governing and education and strives to help others in whichever field it manifests. Triggers. While overall this is the theme of all scientific geniuses, reason's downside is the attachment to the mind and its thoughts as mine, subsequently leading to the ego's vanity of I know. The deduction of the intellect is I think, therefore I am, whereas the realization of the spirit is I am. Thus, intellectual pride and attachment to thinking as the source of survival resurface as the primary barrier to further evolution into the liberating themes of spiritual reality. Reason and logic will therefore be triggered by a preoccupation with details, facts, objectivity, and the need for verifiable proof. Unable to believe or have faith in something beyond itself that it can't objectively measure. Accompanying thoughts of reason and logic will be things like, I know, I think, knowledge is power, education is essential, can you prove it? Is it verifiable? What is the evidence? I know this based on my studies and results, I don't believe that. Faith is only wishful thinking. If it can't be measured, it's not verifiable. I am skeptical if it can't be proven. How does this work? Why is it this way? Let's test it. Show me the data. What are the facts? Only trust experts. Love and companionship are a rational societal utility. Don't be emotional. Intuition can't be trusted. Emotions are irrational. Be logical. What's the most logical choice? It has to make sense. Transcendence. The mind cannot transcend reason and logic because the mind is too attached to objective verification and therefore cannot comprehend a subjective spiritual reality. The transcendence of this theme only comes from looking beyond the linear mind for greater truth. Spiritual realization is not something objectively proven. It can only be experienced as an internal invisible shift in conscious awareness. Another major hindrance to transcendence is the mind's vanity and pride. The mind attached to reason and logic takes all the credit for its thoughts and beliefs itself to be its own source of existence. Due to this, the mind can't comprehend trusting something beyond itself for survival. Thus, it cannot see all of life is a continuous gift, and that its thoughts have never actually been coming from a me. Every moment of life is a gift. All of our thoughts and inspirations are gifts. From who or what is the question that we must ponder. This transition can only be invited and surrendered to through the spiritual wheel. Consciousness, as the spiritual source of existence, thus reveals itself as that which is totally obvious but has simply been overlooked because it is radically subjective. Up until this point, our reliance on the dualistic perceptions of reason and logic have blocked us from accepting how unexplainable our existence is to begin with. We are so busy looking out there, we forgot that we actually exist in here. As reason and logic continues to explore this newfound internal reality, we discover consciousness is actually influencing all experience of objectivity. The external reality we experience is determined by our inner reality. The themes of consciousness entirely influence our perceptions of the physical world. Each theme is only able to perceive that which is within its paradigm of possibility. Objectivity is therefore in the eyes of the beholder. Reason concludes that this ability to choose perception of our physical reality is absolutely fundamental to what determines our quality of life, thus to weave a narrative about ourselves. Divinity in the world from the perspectives of a limiting theme will bring the consequence of those types of thoughts and feelings. And likewise, to endorse a higher liberating theme of perspective on our lives, we enjoy the consequences of those types of thoughts and feelings as well. The question then becomes, what is the most logical, wise perspective, which inevitably leads us to love? New narrative. All thoughts are impersonal. I am not my thoughts. I am that which is observing my thoughts. My life is a gift from something beyond my understanding. All the answers are given to me. My heart knows more than my mind. I believe and have faith. I believe in the goodness of life. There is so much more than meets the eye. There are entire spiritual realities beyond my limited perception. Some things can't be explained. Love is the most logical choice. Consciousness is all there is. I surrender to something higher. I open myself up to the greater mystery of creation. Divinity is the source of my existence. I trust that I'm always being guided. Reality is subjective. There is unlimited possibility and potential. I am a spiritual being having a human experience. All right, y'all, we did it. Yes, yes, yes. We finished chapter 10, okay? All right. So, let's see what we got. We got 11. We are almost done, y'all. I think that 11 is the last chapter. Yes, sir. I think so. I think I am correct. Either way. So yeah, we have one more chapter to go. Chapter 11, True Freedom and Lasting Happiness. And I would love to hear any thoughts, opinions, whatever you have about the book. I really would. So please feel free to email onehotmess0@yahoo.com or onehotmesspod0@gmail.com and let me know what you think about the inner work. And if there are any other books you would like for me to read, anything, doesn't matter what it is. And I'm very disappointed, guys. I never got any emails. Remember, I said the first three people to email me about, what was it? About basically the podcast and all that stuff would get surprise gifts. I did not receive not one email. Made me very sad. Anyways, I'm done talking. And yeah, can't wait to start chapter 11. Okay, guys, that is it for today. But thank you so, so much for listening. Please make sure to hit that follow button. And please share One Hot Mess with a friend. I'd greatly appreciate it. And I will talk to you guys next time. Have an amazing day.